Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here for the Billikens Golf Classic. The golfers are kind of filtering in. They've got a little bit before they tee off. But joining us now, we're thrilled to have Rebecca Tillett, women's basketball coach, and Mia Bergstrom, a guard for the women's basketball team. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us, Amy and Chris. We're excited to be here.
Well, let's do this. We just talked to you, Rebecca, about how this time of year tends to be like the busiest. There's so much to do. How has this spring been?
It's so interesting. May used to be the downtime for us, and now it's busy. With roster changes, whether you're trying to fill your roster as people move on to graduation as well, and then just the influx of NIL and the transfer portal have really changed what May looks like for us.
Do you feel like you have a handle on it yet? Because it is still pretty new, and it seems chaotic, and I don't know if it'll get better. So how do you feel about it?
I'm not sure if anyone has a true handle, and anybody that says they know what the market is, I'm not sure we do. I think we're going to learn over the next 3 years kind of how things are going to level out. I do think there's excitement in it. You know, what do you need to build your next championship team? I mean, we even put signs up in our office that said build the next championship team, right? So there's opportunity there when you go into the transfer portal. And then there's also the conversations about retention, keeping the great women that you already have on your team, and then meshing them all together, which is really what sports is about.
So Mia, you are a returning player. You didn't go anywhere. See, you retained Mia Bergstrom.
We did.
You'll be a sophomore?
Yes.
And so what does your off season look like? Like, what does it look like now and going through the summer?
Well, we just finished up spring workouts last week. Now it's just really training on our own, training with other teammates. And then we're back at it June 3rd to start summer workouts.
Wow.
And that's just where we build our foundation with our team. Just teamwork, chemistry, everything.
So. Are those summer workouts, is that like an everyday thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you don't really get an off season.
We do a little bit, for sure. But the summer, it's great.
Yeah.
Is your current coach, pretend like she's not here, is she hard on you?
She's great. She's a little bit of both. You know, when she has to be, she has to be. But yeah, she's been great.
So my goddaughter plays field hockey, and she plays it at UNC, so collegiate athlete, right? And I think one of the things that's been a big deal is, oh my gosh, like, you know, here you are, a young person, but you're balancing a collegiate sport, the pressure of academics, also, like, do I have a life? Do I get to see friends? How has that been for you, trying to balance all of those things, like your rest, your training, the sport, academics, all of that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was definitely difficult when I got here, but also growing up, I've played sports, so I've kind of had that, like, in the back of my mind, just balancing the academic part and that social life and all that. So before getting here, it was helpful, but, I mean, a collegiate sport is definitely another level.
Yeah.
So
You have a bunch of brothers and sisters, right? Don't they all play basketball?
I do. I have five older siblings. Some play basketball, baseball, okay. Just...
So you guys could be really. A team.
Yeah, we could. A team with one sub, for sure.
Well, who's the best basketball player? Because you did have a brother who went to Creighton, right?
He played there. He played baseball.
Oh, he played baseball at Creighton. Okay.
My sister and I play basketball in college, and then my brother played at a D2 basketball.
So you're the best basketball player.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to say that.
You're D1, so that's okay. You can say that. Yeah. Basketball players are boastful. You know, you say, like, hey,
confident. Come on, pull it together, Ron.
Same thing.
You got to have confidence.
Well, confident and boastful.
You know, I will say, what about this balance? And Rebecca, you can jump in, too. I talk about, like, humility and playing the sport, but also, doesn't it behoove you as an athlete to have a little swagger? Like,
absolutely.
Don't you want to have swagger on the court?
Absolutely. We talk about basketball itself, like the game honors toughness. It also honors people that are willing to go in and take risks and, you know, make the big plays when they're called for. So I think that confidence element, and then the best teams are selfless. Yeah. They're playing for each other and with each other. So I think it's a balance of all those things, confidence, being selfless, and really attacking big goals together.
I know that there are a lot of talkers in basketball, it's not like it's not like the NBA. You can't, WNBA, you can't get away with that kind of stuff. But who is the best talker on your team?
Ooh. The best talker without saying anything is Hannah Wallace, just because she can shut people down defensively, and she really doesn't need to open her mouth at all. She just locks people up. I think she's the best one. I don't know. We'll have to see who the best one is on this group. Mia just does her thing. She doesn't say much. She just does her thing.
Yeah. That's impressive, though. That's a lot of swagger, too, I think, when you can just, like, it's all action.
Agreed.
Right? So what about in the locker room when you're trying to motivate each other or be there for each other? Is there kind of a designated leader? Do you take turns talking? How does that work?
Yeah, there is a designated leader, but there's also people who take turns. Like before every pregame, we have leaders on the team that'll kind of rotate every time they speak. And then also in the locker room, different coaches will give different pep talks before the game. So it's a little bit of both.
So how much work happens for the two of you now, because you're several months away from the season? You got a whole summer, and I know there are rules about what you can and can't do. How much work is there between now and then?
I think there's so much work, but it's the work that we love, right? Find the joy in the work. So starting June 3rd, we'll go weeks in a row of just laying the foundation, like Mia said, of our defense, of our offense, of our chemistry, how we want to attack things. It's really a special time because they do have academics, but it's not the load that they have in the fall and the spring. So they really can focus in on those team goals and team chemistry and production long term.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, so they're cutting the grass right before tea time, so they're cutting it close here.
It's the best time to do it.
It is. Well, okay. I apologize if this is a stupid question, but I was trying to put myself in the position of like a coach or a college coach. The Blues, tough loss last night. But Jim Montgomery has to be the coach and be the leader in that moment. He has to talk to the press. Do you feel that as a coach? Like, do you watch that and think, oh, man, what would I say? Or does it not affect you because it's a different sport? What is your response to that?
Great question. I remember all the way back to being a young coach and being interviewed after games and getting ready to prep for a game and only allowing myself to think of what I would say if we were successful, not even practicing what I would say if we weren't, right?
Interesting.
Just a mindset thing.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you have to be prepared when it does happen, but coaching yourself to think about the positive outcome first. I do think in those moments we're the face of the program, but you're also, everyone's feeling it, right? When we don't meet our goals, when we don't rise up to the moment, you're the one that has to talk about it. But so do our players. Like after our games, when we're not successful, they're in those press conferences with us too, having to answer those questions.
Yeah. Did you ever, you've done press conferences. So were you, was that new for you as a freshman to have to, you know, win or lose? You know, you have to give a press conference.
Yeah, definitely new for me. In high school, it would just maybe like one or two after a game. But I've actually never been in a position after a loss where I've had to speak. But, I mean, I've done some interviews when we won, so.
Yeah.
Just keep it that way. Don't do any post-game after a loss. Just
agreed,
leave.
Agreed.
You talk about life skills, though.
It is.
I mean, to be a young person, to have that amount of pressure, that many eyeballs on you, win or lose, how you handle yourself graciously, we were talking about just the life skills that student-athletes get. That's pretty extraordinary.
Absolutely. Could you imagine if all of us had to be interviewed after the mistakes that we made or the outcomes?
That's called a meeting with Steve. It's every day we meet with Steve and he tells us all the mistakes
we made.
We're
not convinced he likes the show.
We don't even know. But you know what? It doesn't matter.
But yeah, I mean, it is. I love it. Admire it. The student athletes and what should people know about this upcoming season? When do tickets go on sale for the women's season tickets?
Yep, there are opportunities now to purchase season tickets now, so you can put your deposit down. Really excited for that, and absolutely our fans make a difference in our ability to be successful in every game. So please, everybody that's listening, go ahead and put those deposits down. I think looking forward to this season, we'll have a new roster, some familiar faces, but also some new faces that we're really excited about adding. Some transfers with unique skill sets that we think will be put together to really bring us back to that championship experience that we were so accustomed to the two previous years.
SLUBillikens.com if you want to get tickets for the upcoming season. We appreciate you for being here. Rebecca Tillett, Mia Bergstrom. Mia, I know you're a Bulls fan. As we say goodbye, could you tell us why our basketball team stinks?
He's from Chicago.
We don't have any big names right now.
That's the problem.
Yeah, we don't.
And we have a bad owner. The owner's terrible. That's the problem.
But we got to stay loyal. We're Chicagoans.
You know what? Like, I'm about to become a Warriors fan.
Yeah.
At least Steph's still playing.
Well, an attitude like that.
Well, I can't do anything
about it. Not a student athlete, you can tell.
The best attendance in the league, and they stink. Rebecca Tillett, Mia Bergstrom, thanks for sitting down with us, and good luck this summer and in the fall.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amy and Chris.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.